to remove you from God's house. Say, neighbor, your blessing is here. Quit looking XY. Neighbor, keep your eyes focused on the Lord. He would do it for you. Say, neighbor, I hear the Spirit of God saying to you this morning, it is not over yet. I will do it for you, even as I have promised. Say, neighbor, believe the word of the Lord, you will prosper. Believe the word of the Lord, you will be established. Believe the word of the Lord, it will do you good. Say, neighbor, what you believe, you become. Say, neighbor, I love you, 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 love you. In Jesus' name. Okay, now let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for the opportunity to be in your house. Thank you for the word that you have for us today. Our desire is to please you. Our desire is to honor you. But even as you have spoken to me, Father, to bless your people today, and indeed, when the time comes, I shall do so. But this morning, bless them foremost with your word. Let your word prosper in their spirit. Let your word prosper in their heart. The entrance of your word give life. It give understanding to the simple. You sent your word, it lightened upon Israel. Let your word bring light. Let it bring illumination. This morning, I rebuke the enemy. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. You have no right to frustrate God's people by imagination and thoughts that are contrary to divine will and purpose. Therefore, every deceit, every lie, every imagination that is not of God, I rebuke it. In the name of Jesus, as the word of God comfort, our heart is a fertile soil. We receive, it will produce 100-fold to the glory of the Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, in the next 45 minutes, I'm going to share with you in continuity of what we began to speak about concerning understanding the mandate of fruitfulness. I have established to you that when you have a clear understanding of purpose, passion is ignited in your spirit. When you have a clear understanding of a mandate, you walk in authority and power in order to bring it to pass. The challenge of ignorance is that it blinds and it hinders. Ignorance blinds your mind and it hinders you from achieving goals. So God comes to you by light or his word so that you are empowered to know. For when you know what the mandate of God is concerning any aspect of your life, then you can stand upon that authority to challenge anything that is contrary to it. It is God's mandate that I be in health. Therefore, when sickness comes upon my body, I stand upon that mandate to declare that healing belongs to me. It is God's mandate that I prosper. Therefore, when my finances are attacked, I stand upon that mandate to rebuke the attack of the enemy, especially when the attack is not self-orchestrated. There are many things we do that becomes a leeway or a gate opener to the enemy. Therefore, you must be conscious to know that you, as a person, plays a vital role in the outcome of your life. You cannot become a door opener to the enemy. Hallelujah. If you desire to live in health, sleep well, eat well, and exercise. Take care of your physical body. Amen. If you desire to prosper, be productive, be industrious. Dream, have vision. Execute the plans that God gives to you and seize every opportunity that God brings your way. Be a person who is conscious of your financial behavior. If you desire to have healthy relationship, stop nagging. Stop being a bitter person. Bitterness can never give you good relationship. You cannot have good relationship when unforgiveness is the very thing that controls your soul. Come on, let go. There is a heaven to go to. And we don't know when our heaven calls. Come on now. How many people have slept and they never woke up? How many preachers have gone to heaven this year? They had plans for this year, but they never seen it coming. That is an appointment that nobody tells you when it's coming. So live with the consciousness that I am going to heaven. You can't stop me. I'm not going to allow you or what you do to stop me. Therefore, I will live peaceably. The Bible says, as much as it is in your power, live peaceably with all men. What is in your power to do? Don't pray to God to help you. Do it. Do it. Because he's already empowered you to do it. It is in your power to forgive. Amen. It is in your power to love. Amen. It is in your power to believe that things are changing for you. It is in your power to look at your life this year and say, something good is coming out of my life. Amen. So you got to understand that the mandate gives you a platform to see what God has for you. The mandate gives you a platform to see what God has for you so that your faith may arise. That your faith may arise. When you understand the mandate of fruitfulness as it relates to your children, you will raise them in God's way. You will be a parent who disciplines your children. Forget this nonsense that children ought not to be disciplined. No. Children requires discipline. In love. The Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. You can never be wiser than the one who gave you the child. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, for the rod of correction drives away foolishness. I'm not saying go beat your child. No. I'm telling you discipline. Discipline is different from beating. I said, Pastor, say, go kick the child. No, I didn't send you. When they call Diaphas, don't call me. Discipline requires understanding and love. What am I saying this morning? The mandate of God in the world gives you the understanding of what God has done for you, expects you to do so that you can enjoy what he has done for you. Therefore, spiritual fruitfulness that we have been talking about, as we have understood it to be, has to do with me being a vessel through whom God brings people into his kingdom. John chapter 15 is our key scripture. Verse 1 to 7. Jesus says, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, he will remove. The ones that bear, he will prune them that they may produce more. Abide in me and my word abide in you. You will be fruitful. Abide in me. Be vitally united with me. Synergy with the Holy Ghost is a guarantee for fruitfulness. Synergy with Jesus is a guarantee for fruitfulness. When you are united with the very source of grace, you can never be disgraced. When you are united with a source of grace, Jesus himself, who is grace, full of truth and grace, you will never be disgraced. So it is important you understand that fruitfulness in any aspect of my life requires that I understand what God has done for me in Christ and what God has delivered into me by his word that I must apply so that the fruit will be produced. Hallelujah. So last Sunday we began talking and we came to the place where we have established that there are principles that guarantees fruitfulness. And I could not exhaust that, and I'm going to go back to that very quickly. Because this year you must be fruitful. Amen. I said this year you must be fruitful. Amen. If you don't want to be, I will make you be. Amen. Because it is the will of God. Amen. You must be fruitful. I don't see you the way you were last year. I don't see you the way you used to be years past. The Lord has given a fresh vision. We see one another this year as God sees one another. Amen. Somebody shout a believing amen. Amen. We established last week that for you to be spiritually fruitful, you need to have what is called spiritual self-discipline and self-control. Spiritual self-discipline and self-control. Help me tell your neighbor, neighbor, avoid excess luggage. Say, neighbor, it is costly to carry excess baggage. Say, neighbor, do a spiritual detox by the word of God. Neighbor, you are responsible for your discipline by the grace of the Holy Ghost. Say, neighbor, you are responsible for your discipline by the grace of the Holy Ghost. So, neighbor, as you discipline yourself this year, you will be fruitful. Say, neighbor, self-discipline removes unwanted, unnecessary baggages. It rots by itself. It removes it. If my life is cluttered by things that are not beneficial to my fruitfulness, I must love myself and desire better for me, so much so that I need to rid myself of them. The value I place on the desire to be fruitful ignites what I do with myself and what I do for myself. When I value the outcome of being fruitful, I would do everything necessary by the enabling power of the Holy Ghost to be fruitful. Are you with me? So it is important that you look at yourself. I look at myself and say to myself, in what areas am I in discipline or am I not disciplined? Or what areas am I lacking self-control? The ability to govern myself in the ways and in the direction that God wants me to go, and I pleasurably want to go. The ability to govern myself, govern my mind in what I think about myself in the way that God wants me to think about myself. That's self-discipline. The ability to self-govern in the light of what I know God wants for me, and the willingness to do so because I understand the benefit thereby. I govern myself this way because I know what I stand to benefit. Therefore, the benefit that is looked up to, looked forward to, becomes the motivation for the governing. What kind of fruit do you want to bear this year? If that fruit is very important to you, then let it motivate you to govern so that you don't miss it. First Corinthians chapter 9. So you won't say, this pastor, he's just been talking. He has not read one scripture. Yeah, some of you say, oh, he's teaching philosophy and psychology. It's not psychology, it's God's word. First Corinthians 9, verse 22. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke this cold. I rebuke this flu. In the name of Jesus, I come against this flu. In this season, as we seek God, we are in health. In the name of Jesus, I speak strength upon your physical body. In the name of Jesus, I speak strength upon your physical body. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing to your physical body. 1 Corinthians 9, this is Apostle Paul, the apostle of grace, speaking to the church in Corinth. I want to bring out some few things there as the Lord enables me this morning. Hallelujah. Paul says, when I am with those who are weak, remember that his intent is to be fruitful. I want you to look into your scripture. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. When I am with those who are weak, I share their weakness. For what I want to bring, for I want to bring the weak to Christ. Yes, I try to find common grounds with everyone, doing everything I can to save some. I do everything to spread the good news and share in its blessing. Hallelujah. Paul says one of the ways to be spiritually fruitful is to learn to accommodate. To do what? Learn to accommodate. Learn to accommodate. Learn to accommodate. He's not saying compromise. He's not saying compromise. He's saying learn where people are. And walk with them from where they are to where God wants them to be. When I am with the weak, I understand their struggle. And I come alongside with them, not as the super apostle, not as the super Christian, but as one who desires that they be fruitful. And when I do that, I'm able to save some. So the challenge of, come on now. Holy Ghost, leave me this morning, please. If your husband or your wife is not that super Christian, how well are you working with him or her? If your children are not those super Christian, how well are you working with them from where they are? If those sitting by you in church don't speak in tongues the way you do, how well are you working with them? So that they can arise. Now, this ministry, I pray those of you who are stakeholders in this house and who of this house understand the call of God in this house. To rebuke lies requires patience, requires a lot. To rebuke, because you can't afford to make mistakes. Therefore, you take time. But understand also that grace of taking time is extended towards you with one sole intent, that you may become who God wants you to be. So don't abuse it. Don't think that pastor doesn't know other ways to talk to people. No. I have resolved the way I deal with things because of the mandate of God upon this ministry. Many of you don't see it. You rather abuse it. It should not be so. We are not weak, but we understand where everybody is. The intent is to bring you to fruitfulness. And this year, no matter where you are, God will raise you.
I said, God will raise you.
Amen.
If that amen is a good amen, it will happen for you.
Amen.
God will raise you because each one of us, when we begin to be fruitful, as God wants it to be, the kingdom of God expands. The kingdom of God is not rebuked as apostolic ministry. The kingdom of God is greater than any local church. But each one of you, as you bear fruit in your workplace, wherever you are, you touch lives. Who go about touching other lives? They may not end up in this church, but the kingdom of God is expanding. Let's be kingdom-minded this year. Therefore, let's walk with the grace of accommodation. The grace of what? Accommodation. Not compromise. The grace of accommodation enables us to walk with people patiently until they begin to be fruitful. Because the intent is for them to bear fruit. So Paul says, I do this with the hope that I may win some to Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 24. Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize. So run to win. Paul says, in a race, everybody's running. One person wins. Paul said, be the one to win. Be the one to win. Be the one to produce fruit this year. Be the one to be fruitful this year. How can you do that then? You may ask. Paul gives the answer by the Holy Spirit. He said, all athletes are disciplined in their training. They are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that we fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I run with purpose in every step. I am purposeful because I understand what I want to become and what I want to have. I want to win. I want to be fruitful. And because I want to be fruitful, I am purposeful. Child of God, wishful thinking does not produce fruit. Desires without engagement does not produce fruit. Prayer alone is not enough for fruit. I discipline myself. I keep my eyes on what I want. And I'm not minding those who are running by me, chatting by me. Oh, kambaro shabadiaza. You know, when you run, and your pastor used to run those days. Anyway, you have maybe say 8 trackers. Are you with me? People are running. If you defocus to look who is running by you, you miss your speed. And when you miss your speed, they overtake you. So stop looking around who is doing what and who is not doing what.
Amen.
Stay focused where you're going.
Amen.
Stay focused where God is taking you to.
Amen.
Stay focused on the fruit you want to produce. Stay focused on the harvest you're looking for this year. Stay focused on the results you're... Even if it is somebody that close to you and they are becoming a distraction, it is not evil to say, hey, I love you dearly, but I'm no longer benefiting anything. So please, we are not on the same page. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. This year, you must choose what inspires you.
Amen.
Paul was, it says, I'm purposeful every step. Every step.
I want to bear fruit. I don't care. I discipline myself. Hallelujah. I discipline what? Say with me, self-discipline. Leads to fruitfulness. Say it again, discipline leads to fruitfulness. Ability to govern oneself leads to fruitfulness. Hallelujah. I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I am not shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself may be disqualified. It shall not be your portion.
Amen.
What is shadow boxing? You are exerting energy, but towards nothing. One of the way people shadow box is gossip. You are busy. Everything you're saying is producing nothing. You've wasted your time, wasted the time of the other person, and there was no result. Shadow boxing is also procrastination. I'll get to it, you never get to it. I'll do it, you never do it. I'll see to it, you never see to it. This year, the devil is not your trouble. I want to say it to you clearly. You are your own issue this year. If you stand in position with God, I see you rising.
Amen.
You think I'm joking? I see you rising. You will attend where God wants you to be. Therefore, this year, make up your mind. I want to be fruitful. Spiritually, financially, relationally, mentally, I want, when the desire to be fruitful is predominantly overwhelmingly in your spirit, sacrifice for fruitfulness will become an easy thing. When the desire to be fruitful is predominantly and overwhelmingly in your heart, sacrifice to be fruitful will become a very easy thing. Why? Because you sacrifice for what you desire to have. I want to be fruitful spiritually. I want to produce fruits this year by the help of the Holy Ghost. I don't want to end 2020 with no soul in my record. I don't want to end 2020 without looking back and seeing how many people God used me to help. I don't want to end 2020 without looking into my account and say, God, thank you. That every opportunity you presented, I did my best. I don't want to look into 2020 and my life is still that life of complaining and whining and whining and whining and complaining. Child of God, there comes a time when people may leave you. It is not hatred when they leave you. There is an extent people carry you. Imagine the guy who was paralytic. The friends carried him to Jesus. And when Jesus said, stand up and walk, he said, no, I'm not going anywhere. Who is going to come back there to carry him? They've carried him that far. They broke through the roof. They brought him to solution. But still, he doesn't want the solution. Nobody is coming back to carry him. People have carried you. Arise. 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 Take that step. Believe God that it is possible. I know some of you will say, oh, I don't like what he say. That's not my business this year. My business is to speak the truth to you in love. As always, to continue to pray for you in love. And to be an ear to you when you want to speak. And to say to you what God is saying. It's your business to take it. Solution when provided must be received. Jesus looked at the man at the pool of Bethesda. He said, do you want to be made whole? Like some of you are. You gave him the CV of your problems. I don't have anybody. Nobody prays for me. Nobody cares for me. Jesus knew where you were. For the Bible says he knew. He saw him where he was. And he knew he had nobody. When he had finished, Jesus asked him again, do you want to be made whole? He continued. Jesus said, pick up your bed and go. If he said, no, I'm not going anywhere. You think Jesus was going to bundle him to take him? No. It is your year of fruitfulness. That is the word of grace. That is what Jesus is saying to you. Pick up your bed and go. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. Don't look at what used to be. It's a new day. Remember not the former thing. You prophesied that this morning. Morgan didn't wake up in his house this morning coming here to tell you do that. As I stood here, those were the words the Holy Spirit gave to me. Tell your neighbor, remember not the former thing, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. It was God's word for you. Arise. It's a different year. It is a good year. People of God, none of you will suffer what you have suffered in the decade behind. There is a God in heaven who have remembered you. There is a God in heaven who have heard your cry. There's a God in heaven who want to show for himself in your life. Believe him. Believe him. Rebuild us, believe your God. Believe him. Believe him. Don't keep on thinking it will always be that way. One thing God will never do for you is to have faith for you. You're going to have faith for yourself. To be fruitful spiritually, discipline is required. To be fruitful spiritually also, daily and committed sanctification and complete separation to Christ is required. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 18 through 23. The Lord show you mercy this year. Amen. The Lord be gracious unto you this year. Amen. The Lord cause you to triumph over every difficulty. The Lord silence every voice of accusation. Amen. The Lord give you victory when you don't expect it. Amen. The Lord show you his kindness. Amen. For the kindness of the king changes the situation and the story of a man. Amen. May the kindness of the king be your portion. Amen. If you believe, you shall believe in him. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 18. The word of the Lord declares here, Paul speaking to the young man Timothy, he says, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 18. They have left the part of truth, claiming that the resurrection of the dead has already occurred. I hope I'm reading 2 Timothy. I think I need to go get this glass that they're reading glasses they've been talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know my wife will be on that case today, but that's okay. Hallelujah. In this way, they have turned some people away from the truth. Now, why I went back that far is to bring out this. One of the things that will stop your fruitfulness is the doctrines you believe. What you believe. What you believe. Paul was addressing here that there were people who had gone out and they were teaching things that were not sound, things that were not truthful. And what they did is that they hindered the faith of many. They made them unfruitful. Amen? They made them what? Unfruitful. Hallelujah. They hindered them by what they taught them. Hallelujah. So fruitfulness is as a result of what you receive. Remember that no tree can be fruitful without a right nutrient. You are not a physical tree. You are a spiritual being. What nourishes you is what helps you to produce. If you're nourished by fear, you will bear the fruit of fear. If you're nourished in faith, you will bear fruits of faith. So it is important, and I want to say it again, as a pastor who loves the congregation God have allowed us to be part of, you got to be very conscious of what you expose. I am not the best pastor. Don't make mistake. Don't make mistake about that. But if there's anything I know this Bible. And I live by it. And I tell you the truth of it. Because I know the value of your life. It is important that you don't open yourself to things that are demonically orchestrated. Things that are coming from the pit of hell. Doctrines that are not sound and consistent. It is important because each, look at your life. Some of you, before you came here, there were things that you thought were okay. You did them without even conviction. Today, the thought of it rings a bell in your spirit. Why? You came to truth and you've discovered, no, I can't be a Christian and I live like that. Are you with me? If you stayed where you were, you continue to live like that. Why? Because the word you receive never challenged you to look at it differently. Hallelujah. You're going to bear fruit this year.
Amen.
Stay with sound doctrine.
Amen.
Stay with what is truth and consistent.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paul says, but the truth stands firm like a foundation. The truth, God's truth, but God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription, okay? Paul was now speaking with a Roman intent, because those days when they built their Colosseums and all that, they will put an inscription, something that identifies what that place is for, who it belongs to, and what goes on there. So he's speaking to Timothy, saying, you understand this. The truth of God stands firm like a firm foundation with this inscription. And what is it? God knows those who are his. And whoever belongs to God must turn away from evil. That's the inscription. Hallelujah. And it says, in a worthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the master to use you for every good work. Run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteousness, living. Pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to be fruitful? This is the secret. You belong to God. Run away from anything that will hinder you. We know what it is. Every man knows what his temptation is. Everybody knows what their temptations are. I want to say it again. Nobody here does not know what his or her temptation is. Run away from it. When God say run, don't stand there and be speaking in tongues. Hello? To obey is better than to sacrifice. It's in your Bible. God say run. You say no, ba 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 ba. Before you finish, ba 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 ba. You don't speak in tongues when you know that every time you go to a party, you come back home drunk. Stop going. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. You're wasting your energy.
When I go there, nothing will happen. Now, listen. You know that every time you go to that house, by the time you leave, you're already angry. Stop going. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I take the authority. I take authority over the spirit that makes me to be angry whenever I go here. Stop going. Meet somewhere else. Meet in a coffee shop. Run from anything that you know will stop you from being fruitful. Run. Don't speak in tongues. Run. Run means run. If God has said, there are places he said resist the devil, but in this situation he said run, then run. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let your desire to be fruitful be greater this year. Let it be greater. Let it be greater. The Lord is with you.
Amen.
The Lord is with you.
Amen.
I say 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 the Lord is with you.
Amen.
What are the benefits of fruitfulness spiritually? Number one, it guarantees eternal reward, crown of glory and righteousness. Paul says, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I have finished my race. I have been a fruitful man. What is left for me now is the reward that God has for me. The crown of glory that he will give to me. Not only me, but to everybody else who will run their race. Amen?
Amen?
There is something God has for you beyond this earth. Hallelujah. Are you looking forward to it? Is it something that you keep as a vision? For material blessings, fruit of the body, and every other way, God has guaranteed that. Heaven. Heaven. It will amount to nothing to say you've loved God and you miss heaven. It will amount to nothing to be in church and you miss heaven. It will amount to nothing that you allow somebody to be the cause for which you miss heaven. Or something that happened in your past that you don't want to let go. It will amount to nothing for you to continue to hear the truth. And you block your ears or you open, it flies away and you miss heaven. Look to the hope of your calling. Bear fruit so that your fruit will abound. Number two blessing, it opens you to kingdom resources. When I am spiritually fruitful, my life is open for God to pour into me kingdom resources. And what are those resources? Favor, wisdom, grace, strength, and blessedness. When I am spiritually fruitful, I become a person whom God pours into favor, wisdom, grace, strength, and blessedness. Hallelujah. You cannot be actively doing things for God not to be actively working on your behalf. You cannot be actively bearing fruit that pleases God for God not to be actively blessing you. It is not in the character of God. Therefore, as many of you this year who will commit themselves to loving Jesus and bearing fruits, I pray for you today that favor that is uncommon be your portion.
Amen.
That the wisdom of God that leads to greatness be your portion.
Amen.
And the grace of God abound unto you. The strength of God and the blessedness of God be your portion. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Third benefit, when you are spiritually fruitful, by it, you become alive through whom God is glorified.
There will be many of you, even as I see in my spirit now, many of you here listening to me today, God is going to put people in your life this year. People who you will be the channel of light for them. A channel of light for them. They've been in darkness for so long. They may have been in churches, but they've been in darkness. God is bringing them to you so that you will be a channel of light and blessing to them. In the name of Jesus. Number four, when you bear fruits spiritually, it brings heaven's power to bear upon you in ways that will always amaze you. When I am spiritually fruitful, the powers of heaven are brought to bear upon me. Now, one of the powers of heaven that is brought to bear upon you is called longevity and protection. What is it called? Longevity and protection. Paul the apostle was shipwrecked 3 times. How many times? He was stoned to death, but he never died. He was among thieves. He went through things, but God preserved him. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17, he says, I stood alone, but the Lord stood with me and delivered me from the mouth of the lion, that I may continue to testify of his glorious gospel. What am I saying? When you are fruitful, untimely death will be far from you. Amen. Come on, child of God. There are things you do, you provoke God to say, no, that one you cannot. You cannot. There are things, the way you live your life becomes, God puts you in a way that any demon that sees you, they know this one is untouchable. Live in such a way that God is so jealous of you that he will do everything to protect you. Oh, come on, child of God. Child of God. God still walks like that. He still walks like that. Let your life become that. When you are a valuable asset to a government, there is nothing you seek that they won't give you. And anytime you're in trouble, everything will be there at your rescue. That's the way God works. Paul did not die by everything the devil wanted to kill him with. Some of you have read it in the Bible. At a time he shipwrecked in Malta, and when they came ashore, a viper came and feasted on him. And the Bible said they were waiting for him to die. Those who are waiting for you to die, they will see you arise and their confession will change. Serve God and God will defend you. Serve God and God will fight your battles. Serve God and God will honor you. Serve God and God will protect you. Serve God and God will honor you. Serve God. Stop this your hanky-panky Christianity. Today you are happy with God. Tomorrow you are angry with him. Today you are in church. Next day pastor offended you, you leave. Who told you offense won't come? Jesus said offense will come, but be there. Walk through it. Serve God. Let that anointing of divine immunity. Haven't you seen places where they wrote danger? Don't go. God can inscribe upon your head danger. Every demon that sees you, they bow. You're coming, they bow. You show up, they bow. Is it? Please pass. We don't have trouble with you. Go where you go. Why? Because you are an asset of heaven. Amen. Become an asset of heaven. Hallelujah. Be an asset of heaven. Yes. So much so that anything you stand in need, God is not going to think twice about it. Because he knows you. He knows your heart. He knows your passion.
He knows what you want to do. He knows where you are going. He knows that anything he gives to you and he asks it, you will give it back. He knows that there's nothing in you that you are holding back from him. Oh, la barisa kaba. Stand on your feet this morning. Stand on your feet. Lift up your hand. There is grace in this house. There is grace here today. There is grace to change your life, to change your situation. There is grace here to transport you and catapult you into a new dimension. God is interested in making your life a spiritual danger that no demon can touch you. Those that come to oppress you, every witch that gathers against you, before even when they call your name, fire is already burning. Child of God, it happens. It happens. It happens. Where your life is a testimony of the grace and the power and the goodness of God. Here am I. Use me, Lord. Here am I. Use me, Lord. As the Lord wants somebody. Here am I. Use me, Lord. Here am I. Use me, Lord. Here am I. Use me, Lord. As the Lord wants somebody. Here am I. Use me, Lord. I say yes, 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 Lord. I say yes, 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 Lord. I say yes, Lord. I say yes, Lord. I say yes, 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 Lord. Come on now. I say yes, Lord. I say yes, Kalababosha. Yes, Lord. Here am I. Use me, Lord. Here am I. Use me, Lord. As the Lord wants somebody. Here am I. Use me, Lord. Here am I. Send me, Lord. Here am I. Send me in this house this morning. A fresh fire like a bowl is coming upon you this morning. A fresh fire is breaking forth in your spirit this morning. A fresh fire is breaking forth in your spirit this morning. You arise to be fruitful. You arise to be fruitful. Everything that hindered your fruitfulness is being broken. The fire of God is consuming it. The fire of the Lord is consuming it. Whatever has hindered your fruitfulness, the fire of the Lord is consuming it. The Lord is raising you tonight. He's raising you this morning. A heavenly asset. God is raising you this morning. A heavenly asset. You have become an asset to God. He's raising you this morning. A heavenly asset. Ikataboro sibarataba. Lebreto bedede katabaro kotobababa. In your life this year, fruit will abound. Fruit will abound. Nothing is going to stop you. Everything within you that have hindered you, the fire of God. Child of God, close your eyes, lift up your hands. Open your mouth and receive it. Receive fresh fire. Receive fire. Receive grace. Receive grace. God is raising you a heaven asset. A heaven asset in whose life the resources of God is available. Nothing will kill you. No power will terminate your life. No disease will kill you. No infirmity will overtake you. Poverty will not stop you. Your condition is changing. Your situation has changed. Grace has come upon you. Every door shut up against you, it is open now. In the name of Jesus, you are a heavenly asset. You are a heavenly asset. Receive the resources of God. 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 Move forward in your life. Move forward in your family. Move forward in your career. Move forward spiritually. I break every siege. I break every siege. I release you from captivity. Arise! Pararoso bariaka lekatabaro sobratakata zielelelelele katababa lekatabababa sopababa reketeketebakatabrata ibrakato brakatabakata insopretele de diasa. Holy Ghost, move upon this house. Ibranosata Rekata baba, fresh fire, fresh fire. Ilabradosha, nedetete batota, ekapato bata baba. Child of God, open your mouth up. Begin to declare that your life has changed. Things have changed for me. By reason of this meeting this morning, I live here changed. I live here renewed. I live here transformed. I live here with grace. I live here with favor. I am a heavenly asset. I am a heavenly asset. The glory of the Lord is upon me. The power of the Lord is upon me. The beauty of the Lord is upon me. I move in greater dimension. I move into greater glory. I move in greater glory. I move into greater glory. My life is blessed this year. Sabara Russia. Hilele Bosha. Listen to me. I hear the Holy Spirit says, I am giving seven miracles of wonders. Seven miracles of wonders. I don't know what that means. But what I know is that God is going to do things, seven things that are wonderful in your life. God is going to do seven wonders in your life. Holy Ghost, let your seven miracles of wonders come into manifestation in the life of your people. I don't know in what areas it's going to be. But Lord, I agree with you right now. Amen. We call it forth. Amen. We call it forth. Amen. We call it forth. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, I pray for your congregation today. Hile baranoso kataninza baria dadadosha. Ila baratokoto. Lele beria zaburua. Ekanamo shabata. Let the anointing of the untouchables, the anointing of the untouchables, rest upon each person here today. From today, any way that the enemy tries to come against you, in seven ways they will flee. In the name of Jesus, you arise on fire for God. Spiritual fruitfulness is your portion. You arise a heavenly asset. In the name of Jesus. This year, nothing will stop you from being fruitful. Everything in your life, everything around your life, everything against your life that had hindered your fruitfulness, I command them to be broken. Be fruitful spiritually. Be fruitful financially. Be fruitful in your body. Be fruitful intellectually. Be fruitful relationally. In the name of Jesus, let grace locate you. Let favor locate you. I bless you today because you've heard this word. May you prosper. Because this word prospers in your spirit. In the name of Jesus, your dedication to God is complete. Every spirit of discouragement, I command it to be broken. Every spirit of offense, I command it to be broken. Joy unspeakable arise in your spirit. Today I decree, God who have planted you in this house, prosper you in this house. Visit you in this house. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Allow the Holy Spirit right now to quicken things in your life. Church is a place of encounter. This is not a social club. It's not an entertainment center. You came to receive and to worship. There are fountains within you that need to open. There are wells within you that are ordained to be opened this year. There are miracles that in God's calendar has to take place this year. Oh. Woo! Patatata. Rokete sevava. Farasafi safata. Sufeshachana madani yechaba. Pororo sheferaka. Paratata mushibere, bagararo shomanane vere, no baba 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 baba. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, hey mahando, sababa baba nuza. Every fountain, every miracle that is ordained for this year, ala da da de de de, ha ha. Uba apatata tete Holy Ghost sana manele tapa. Let it open. 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 Everyone here, please put your hand on your stomach. There is something going on. This is not Morgan. This is not Morgan. This is not Morgan. Kanata patoko. Sata patakata. Lebarakata katakata. Bakatakata patoto. Loose, open, 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 open. Holy Ghost, every miracle, every blessing that is ordained for this year, divinely assigned for this year, every fountain that needs to open this year, every opportunity that must take place, Kala Baba,
Regegegegegegegetoba. Etanchabaka taka taka. Parato koto. Aha. 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 No power will stop it. Nothing will stop it. Your unbelief will not stop it. Holy Ghost. Overtake. 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 I give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord. Sing with me. As we honor you, you are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. I say you are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. I say you are. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. I say, you are worthy, oh Lord. I say, you are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord.
I say you are
wonderful.
I say
you are wonderful.
My Lord,
you are worthy, oh Lord.
It is done.
Amen. Amen.
It is done. Wave your hands to him.